charges in a California church shooting. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Prosecutors say the man accused of a hate-filled attack on a Taiwanese congregation in Laguna Woods on Sunday, killing one, injuring five, could face the death penalty if convicted.
He did everything he could to fit in, to make himself one of them.
Orange County DA Todd Spitzer says David Chow also faces an enhancement of lying in wait, armed not only with guns, but firebombs and bags as he locked the doors of that church. President Biden visiting Buffalo, New York after Saturday's mass shooting that left 10 black shoppers dead and telling reporters America has a problem with domestic terrorism.
We have to admit it. I don't know why we don't admit what the hell's going on.
Also vowing that white supremacy will not have the last word. Pennsylvania's lieutenant governor, who's running for U.S. Senate, is scheduled for pacemaker surgery just hours after voting by emergency absentee ballot in today's Democratic primary. John Fetterman had suffered a stroke on Friday. His campaign says a pacemaker with a defibrillator is being implanted to address the underlying cause. The Republican Senate race in Pennsylvania is considered close between three candidates.
And in talking to voters, the task that they really had at the Republican side is trying to determine who they find to be the true conservative candidate here, and then whether that candidate is the person that can pull in moderates and independents come the general election, because that is something that they are going to have to do. Now, Dr. Mehmet Oz, the celebrity surgeon, now he believes that he is that person.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff in Columbia, Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz backed by former President Trump, but businessman David McCormick has been close in the polls, along with conservative activist Kathy Barnett, who's been focusing on a grassroots campaign. Also voting underway in North Carolina, plus Kentucky, Idaho, Oregon. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
With coronavirus infections rising again nationwide, regulators clear another COVID shot for younger children.
The FDA authorizing Pfizer's COVID-19 boosters for healthy children ages 5 to 11, though the CDC has the final say on whether to formally recommend a third shot for that age group. Those kids would receive one-third of the dose administered to everyone 12 and older. Only about 30% of eligible youngsters have received the initial two Pfizer doses since they became available to them in November. COVID-19 vaccines are not authorized yet for children under 5, though Pfizer and Moderna have been studying the effects of shots for tots. The FDA is expected to review data from one or both companies next month. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A Michigan abortion ban that's been dormant for decades is now officially on hold. A judge issuing a preliminary injunction saying the law likely violates the state constitution, pending a U.S. Supreme Court ruling on abortion. The Michigan law dates back to 1931 and makes it a crime to aid in a medical abortion. It hasn't been in force since the 1973 Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion nationwide, but Planned Parenthood has sued to block enforcement, with the fate of Roe versus Wade now in doubt. The battle against a windswept wildfire continues in New Mexico.
The Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon fire that's burned is some 300,000 acres northeast of Santa Fe, destroying hundreds of homes. It's the biggest wildfire burning in the U.S. and the biggest in state history. Now only 26% contained.
It's kind of hard to figure out what to do when we don't even know what's going to happen.
That's resident Sean Marie Sanchez amid thousands of evacuations in northern New Mexico and from several fires, including the Sierra Palito fire northwest of Santa Fe. That's also burned about 45,000 acres and just 62% contained. Amid a state of emergency, President Biden this month approved a major disaster declaration for the state.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The Dow up 431 at the close. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.